Kabir Almeida, also known as Maestro Accordion, plays the drum while he teaches a capoeira class in the Capoeira Arts Cafe in Berkeley. His school embraces female and male students from all ages and racial backgrounds. Following the rhythm of the drum, the students practice basic capoeira moves. In addition to the physical training, the students learn also to play the instruments and to sing the songs. Every class is different, the music, the workout, but it is always a spectacle to watch the students training, dressed all in white, following the music, and spinning kicks acrobatically. Capoeira has been described as a martial art, a dance, an art form, a form of self-defense, or a mixture of all of these. Maestro Accordion, who has been teaching capoeira since 1959, said that capoeira is a fight-like dance, and a dance like a fight, a way of life, a song.
Dance like fight and a fight like dance gives a little bit of the capoeira swing to the answer, some kind of movement. Than to label capoeira as a specific thing, like capoeira is a martial art or capoeira is a dance. Capoeira is many things at once.
Although the training classes are fun to watch, the real game happens usually in a roda, or circle of play. The maestro sets the rhythm with the birimbau. Around the circle, capoeiristas clap and sing as the first two players touch hands in a salute to begin, then cartwheel into the center of the ring. There, they face off in intricate patterns of kicks and maneuvers, and acrobatic retreats that suddenly change from defense to attack. They balance on their heads or leap backwards onto their hands, weaving their legs in the air. The music dictates the speed, rhythm, and feeling of the moment. Maestra Sueli, who has been practicing for more than 20 years, tells us her feeling about it.
You know, it's very accessible, but it's also, it's very hard to feel that you've learned it all. There are levels and levels of playing, and your vision can always be better, so it's very compelling to just want to keep getting more. It's just like you don't ever feel like you quite get enough, or you've learned enough, or there's more to learn, and I think it's a combination, you know, it's a very holistic art. And mm-hmm. So all of that together and the, sort of the mystery of it and the music for me is a real strong attraction, you know, it's so soulful.
Capoeira is the second most practiced sport in Brazil. And now it is rapidly spreading around the world. It was formally brought to the United States for the first time around the 1970s. But the beginnings of capoeira started a long time ago. Some think that it started its development in the 16th century. Nobody knows for sure how capoeira was born, and its history and development has been the source of an ongoing controversy. But most agree that the roots of capoeira are in Afro-Brazilian culture.
We have different ideas, and what is more common to think that capoeira derives from ritual dances, ritual fights from the Bantu people in Brazil. and no one knows for sure how capoeira began. Where capoeira really began, we don't know. Perhaps in Africa, perhaps in Bahia, who knows?
But we do know that it was in Brazil where it became what it is today. Even after the abolition of slavery in Brazil, capoeira was looked down upon by many as a game of the street. It was outlawed in 1892, but despite that, capoeira continued its development through the years.
Capoeira, in my view, has been a struggle for freedom. It is an art of survival in which people need to be able to deal with the treacheries of everyday life to make life livable, in the sense. So, in the context that capoeira grew before the abolition of slavery, was exactly that. Probably a pastime in the streets, but a means of a fight, perhaps a weapon for some people to use in certain moments.
In the 1930s, Manuel de Reis Machado, better known as Mestre Bimba, opened the first capoeira school, despite the fact that the practice was still forbidden. Of course, Mestre Bimba would have had problems with the law if he had used the name capoeira for his school. So he called it the Center to Teach Regional Physical Education. Nowadays, Mestre Bimba's approach to capoeira is known as capoeira regional. Thus ending the official ban in 1932. Finally, capoeira's shady reputation began to improve. Mestre Bimba kept teaching at his school, and he is considered one of the founding fathers of capoeira's modern era. Mestre Cordion was his student, and this is what he remembers of Mestre Bimba.
He was an intelligent person, and he was a literate person. He did not know how to read, but he had a great capacity, a great charisma, great personality. And he was a very strong person with some character and dignity in his way of being. And he influenced a great number of people. He was perhaps the capoeirista that we know that had the largest number of students ever, and who influenced people from all kind of social background, ethnic background. Mestre Bimba was capable to get in any place and all the attention went to him. And he would speak, he would teach capoeira, he would tell jokes, and all of us, all his students, so you feel wonderful to be around him.
Other famous capoeira maestros emerged during this period, including Vicente Ferreira, also known as Mestre Pastinha. Because of Mestre Bimba, Mestre Pastinha, and others, capoeira's movements, songs, rhythms, and rituals were preserved, popularized, and transformed into a formal discipline and a respected art form, part of Brazil's cultural history.
We believe that today Brazil has about 5 million capoeiristas or more. We are trying to include in the next sense a question, do you practice capoeira?
Capoeira has found considerable success in the United States. One can find capoeira schools in almost every state in the country, and its popularity is growing.
I mean, you see, if you're you're lucky enough, you've traveled around, you've seen other great maestres and professors who do, just on the physical level, do amazing things with their body. And so when you start, you think it looks so easy. They make it look so easy that you just want to go do it and probably fall on your head, and you know. But then you learn, oh, I got to do it and do it and do it and do it. And with consistency and time, you start to get better. And so that's a great lesson for me, is to stay consistent in my life. It just helped me grow along the way, you know, just to find something where I have a lot of passion. And even if I'm not in a good mood or I don't want to like see people, like I come here and when I'm done, I feel a lot better.
I really like how you work with others to improve your own training. It's not individualistic in that respect. And there's always somebody there to motivate you in addition to yourself, which is a really special thing.
My name is Rob. People call me Kasson.
My name is Nuria Latifa Boart. Maheta. It means like a mallet or a hammer, a wooden hammer, basically.
My name is Lindell Dixon. My kapora name is Pincel.
Frida Glantz. And I've recently acquired a nickname, which is Ovo Frito, which means fried egg.
At one point, a capoeirista will get a nickname.
Nicknames in Brazil is very common. We love to give nicknames, and many people is known exclusively by their nicknames. Like, for example, our president today, we call Lula. Lula is a nickname for José Luiz Inácio. I think that he changed his name, José Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, because Lula was the nickname. The famous soccer player Pelé, Pelé is a nickname, is Edson Arantes do Nascimento. So we love the nicknames. It has been a tradition. It's not nothing forced, it's very natural. When I began capoeira, my teacher, Mestre Bimba, I was a kid, saw me playing accordion, and then he called me accordion. Accordion, that means accordion. And like this, the reasons is not for disguise, but circumstantial.
Capoeira keeps growing and changing, and one aspect of the development of capoeira is the favorable reception of female capoeiristas these days.
It challenges me creatively through the music and the singing. It challenges me in the movement, physical aspect, the acrobacy and the dancing aspect and the psychological side of things. It's also really challenging to fight and not freak out, and also to, you know, infinitely be challenged and never get anywhere. I mean, you're always feeling like a beginner in capoeira. So that's great. I just love it.
Maestro Sueli of Capoeira Arts Cafe in Berkeley is the first American capoeira master, and she happens to be a woman. Maestro Sueli sees a bright future for women in capoeira.
Capoeira is changing so much, and people are getting so good at it, so many people getting really good at it, and women are right up there. So I think there will be, in the future, lots of women maestres. Not that it's easy, easy for anybody, you know, it takes the time to get there, but I don't think there's anything holding them back.
Many African Brazilian traditions are disappearing, but capoeira is alive, and people all around the world keep maintaining it, developing it, and enjoying it. For Full Circle, this is Pauline Winter. This feature was produced by Veronica Moscoso with a collaboration of the Capoeira Arts Cafe.
Thank you.